We haven't seen you since Mariani started playing, obviously, in the last two games. What's your immediate assessment of what he offers and what he's done so far?
Yeah, I would say positive. First of all, I think he's been very good with his returner mechanics, which is what we talked about, I think, when we signed him. I think he's been very decisive in his decisions. And, you know, he's shown a little bit of juice. He's got a little bit more juice than probably he had at the end of preseason. His legs are a little fresher. So we'll see. Hopefully it keeps going the way it is right now, and hopefully we can get some open space for him.
He seems to have an aggressiveness about him, but a smart aggressiveness about him. Is that a fair?
Yeah, that's a fair assessment, I would say. You know, that was the same thing we saw on film. That's what he did when he was in Tennessee.
Does that impact the entire unit when you get a guy who just seems to know when to take a knee and when not and when to take it out? It just seems like there's been a settling effect for him just making those decisions.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think there was a lot of decision-making the other day as far as when the ball was going to come out, because it was about at least 9 deep, maybe 11 deep a lot of times, so it wasn't a ton of decisions. But I think he's done a good job of making the decisions. And, you know, hopefully we can continue to build on it and get some positive things going in these next four games.
You showed up here on a Wednesday and was playing on Sunday. What did you want to see in that very short window to know that he was ready and to get him ready to play with the Bucs?
Catching. Yeah. I wanted to see him catch punts. That was the main thing and his judgment. And he did a great job. It was really cold that day, if you remember. And we practiced inside and had to take him outside. So it was good to see him do that.
What did you like about Pat's game with Detroit? You know, he obviously had two tough punts at the end of the Minnesota game or Tampa game.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really talked about since the Tampa game. I keep hearing about these tough punts, but he had one bad punt, the second to the last one. The next one, I mean, you're crazy if you think that's bad. I mean, you get it off and you get it out of bounds. That's just my opinion. So, I mean, he did exactly what I told him to do. So I think, you know, I've seen that ball come back, and when they used the timeout and they didn't have any more, that allowed us to do that because we drained it all the way down to 20 seconds, I believe. So they get the ball on the 30-yard line. They got to go whatever it is to try to win the game, and it would have been hard to do. So, you know, when the timeout was not used or the timeout was used, we were able to punt the ball that way. If it wasn't and we end up having a minute, then he's got to try to flip the field and go from there. I mean, I think Pat, you know, I think Pat's had a good year, to be honest with you. I think what's happened is, you know, he had the bad play in Carolina. That's it. And that had nothing to do with Pat O'Donnell, I can tell you that. That was a great punt. So that's what's, unfortunately, that one play has really brought his net down. And, you know, you take that out, it's a different story.
You tell your guys about Dwayne Harris.
Love him. I got a lot of respect for him. He was really starting to ascend when I was there. I think he averaged like 16 yards that year when I left. And then, you know, last year he goes off. He had a great year. And then this year he's continuing to do the same thing. I got a lot of respect for him. He's a very, very tough kid. He's not only made himself into a great returner, but he's made himself into a tough special teams player too. I mean, he makes coverage plays. He's a guy that is what I call a game wrecker. You gotta take care of him. And then they have the other two specialists that were there when I was there also, the punter, Chris Jones, and then Bailey. Both those guys I've got a lot of respect for. I got a lot of respect for a lot of people in that organization. There's a lot of good people in that organization. They want to win football games, and they're doing a good job. It's going to be a challenge for us.
What gives Harris his danger as a return guy?
I think, he's a tough kid, first of all, extremely tough. So he's got no fear. That's part of it. And then the second thing is, I saw him in high school, actually, at Tucker High School when I was in Atlanta. Yeah, he's got incredible vision. He can see things that a lot of guys don't see. So it's going to be a real challenge for us. We're going to have to, you know, we were lucky last year when we played him because he had a little bit of a hamstring issue. But he doesn't look like he has a hamstring issue right now.
Joe, DeMontre Hurst is showing up more and more on defense in recent games. Are you seeing the same thing on special teams? A couple times he's been down there and punts, but is that a guy, like we talked about earlier, a guy who's doing well on special teams and just making that transition and maybe ready to be a regular player?
Yeah, you'd have to ask Mel that more than me, but he's been solid for us pretty much all year. And the thing about DeMontre, he's a smaller kid, but he makes good tackles. He's got good tackling technique, so he shows up around the ball a lot. And, you know, it's good to see him doing well on both sides, really. He's played well on defense, and he's making some plays for us.
Snor's another guy who obviously made the roster. He showed something. Where are you seeing his development?
I think more in a coverage game. You know, I think he had two tackles this past week, if I'm not mistaken, had another cause fumble. So, you know, he's got the speed. And I think, like I said, I know it sounded like a broken record at the start, but we needed to get experience for those guys, and he's getting more experience, and he's getting better. So, you know, hopefully that continues.
Seemed like one of those guys who understood how to get going, that this was his ticket in.
Yeah, that's one thing about Sonoris is he really worked at it. I mean, he comes up on Tuesdays and watches more film than any of those guys. And we have him do some homework assignments, if you'll call them, where they write out their game plans, and his are meticulous. He's trying very hard to get his ticket in the NFL and keep it.
You had a little coaching moment for him there when he had the punt coverage and the ball came loose for him to keep his eyes, and the ball started to look towards the sideline a little bit on that one.
He's had some teachable moments this year, for sure. That's for sure. But he's I love his effort, and I love what he's doing right now as far as preparation to get ready to play. And if he can do that every week, we'll have a chance to get better with him.
Have you been able to see the cover team's been really great all year? You mentioned the little lapse in Carolina, but is part of that the fact that you had the same guys the past few weeks out there?
Sure, that helps. Continuity helps in everything you do. But I think the main thing is they prepare hard, and they are athletic, and they run. So, you know, if we can give them coverable kicks, you know, Robbie's done that all year, and knock on wood. And then, you know, same thing with Pat for the most part. So we just got to keep doing that and try to limit the returners also with the kick.
Anything Pat has to know about a December outdoors, you know, all 4 weeks and weather?
Well, we got some December outdoors today, I can tell you that. It was cold out there, but no, I think he just needs to get acclimated to it. Like we said, you know, he did play at Cincinnati, so he was in cold weather. It wasn't like this the first cold weather he's ever seen. But I think he'll do well. You know, we just want to finish this thing out the right way.